What's going on, everyone? Thanks for tuning in again. This is the Jersey Connection. This is Pilot Lewis speaking. So today, I got a little bit of a special episode. I got one of my friends that I used to work with in a previous job that I had back a couple years ago. Just did a little bit of an interview with him. Not so much an interview, maybe so much of just a conversation, a genuine conversation that me and him had, just catching up a little bit. A little bit long, but please listen to the whole thing if you guys can. I try to keep it interesting as possible. And thank you guys for listening again. And this is the Jersey Connection. Please follow me on Instagram, Pilot Louis. Check me out on Anchor. Check me out on Spotify. And check me out on Apple Podcast. I'm also available in a couple different areas like Stitcher. So whatever you listen to your podcast on, just check those websites out. Check those apps out. Search for the Jersey Connection and you should find me there. Thank you guys again for listening and stay tuned.
Yo, loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. Yo, man. All right, so what's up, man? How's it going?
Oh, man, just been busy with everything lately, you know, with wedding, buying a house, doing a whole bunch of things going on.
Buying a house?
Yeah.
Buying a fucking house? What the fuck is going on here?
Yo.
Man, you jump right into it. That's big news.
Yeah. You knew I was getting married too, right? Because I got a wedding coming.
Yeah. No, I seen you post something on Facebook. I think I sent something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I commented on it. And then I think your brother too is doing something, right?
Yeah, so the whole...
Come on, fuckers. Yo, y'all wilding out here. Yeah, I think you were further than him right after you.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. But, I mean, because the wedding's in July. So we're
also, okay, cool.
Yeah, we're also trying to get a house too before the wedding. So it's just a lot going on. And whoever thought that buying a house in Jersey would, you know, be as hard as it is, you know, with the housing market and stuff being all crazy, got to drop a $20,000-$50,000 down payment, you know. Who's got that kind of money?
I'm surprised that you're actually buying it over here. Were you sticking to North Jersey, South Jersey?
You know what?
You're working in New York, right? You're working in the city.
Yeah. So I'm working in the city. But the thing is, they opened a location down in Red Bank, you know, Monmouth County.
Yeah. I know where Red Bank's at.
Yeah. So they opened it up down there. So it's easy for me to travel probably up to Central Jersey. So.
Okay. County, you got the house in the same county?
Yeah, trying to stick in Middlesex County.
Okay, cool. All right. I mean, weren't you there before?
Yeah, I'm still here before, but I like the area out here and it's pretty nice.
And, okay, cool.
Yeah, so if I do ever decide to have kids and stuff, you know, I could got a good school district and all those other things.
Yeah.
You're already,
that's it? Like you did the closing and all that?
No. Actually, we're still in the shopping phase. We only started in November.
Okay. All right, Dan. So you jump right in. So that's
good
to talk to you again. Let me just backtrack a little bit here so everyone knows what we're doing. So right now, I'm pretty much just having a conversation with a good friend of mine named Chris. We used to work together. Just want to make sure my listeners know what's going on here. We jump pretty into it. But I'm just going to put something in before this. That way, they know better what's going on. But I just want them to formally do it while you're on the phone. So, yeah, so welcome to the Jersey Connection, bro. I'm glad that you listened to it. I'm glad you hit me up right away.
Yeah.
They wanted to set this up. So thanks for listening. That's number one. And I'm glad that you were with it. I'm surprised that you listened to it because I haven't been reposting it as much.
Mm-hmm.
But and I haven't done an episode in a while.
Yeah.
Not that long, but I've just been looking for content and something to put together and try to find topics and stuff to do. But I've been wanting to do an interview because I figured if I have a conversation with someone else, it could be a little bit more structured and a little bit interesting just to hear from someone else, especially someone coming from Jersey, because I want to keep it like local. Like, you know, obviously I'm going to expand eventually, but for now I want to keep it local and talk about people around my area that I grew up with. And basically see what people are doing in life right now and what's going on with people doing things in this area generally. So it's good to hear that you're working on getting a house. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't got kids already.
No rush. Yeah.
What happened?
No rush for that, you know?
No, I hear you, man. But at least the work is good, right? Everything's fine with that?
Yeah, work is going really well. I mean, because you know, they had me out there in the city doing
Yeah.
what I was doing out there, and then they were like, hey, you want to go down to the Red Bank? We're opening a new location down there. You know, you want to manage the store for a bit, see how things go. And I tell you,
Yeah.
it's the hardest thing because you're trying to open a new location, open up in a new location, nobody knows who you are. Oh, and
Yeah.
I work with a company called it's a tile company, so they deal
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm aware of that, yeah.
So I deal with a lot of construction and
And
building
you do marketing,
homes.
right? That's exactly what you do.
Exactly. So, and also I do sales too on top of
Okay, cool.
that. Yeah, so
So I wanna touch on some topics here. I wrote some things down, so I wanna start asking them a little bit in order. That way we have some structure here. So I want people to I want you to explain from your perspective, because I just since I'm pretty much like talking to you and interviewing you, I want people to hear your side of the story as opposed to mine. I'm gonna put my input and put my side of the story in it too, but I want people to hear from your side. So I want you to explain exactly how we met, because I want people, this guy's just talking to somebody on the phone. We don't even know how he met this guy. So I want you to explain a little bit how we met. And pretty much just take it from there, just basically how we met, what got you to the point where you met me, and pretty much you could take it from there and you wing it.
Yeah, so you want to start from when I was born, or like do you want
No, how we met. I didn't meet you when I was born.
to
You're clearly older than me, so that would be a
Imagine we
problem
did
if I
though.
met you. No, how we met, like how me and you
Yeah,
met, man. Like
I know, I know.
how it started, like just how our relationship started as friends.
Yeah, yo. Ah, man, it goes what, way back 2015?
Was it 2015?
Yeah, 2015. I guess I
I
could
don't know.
it started because
I don't even remember. I don't remember. Yeah, it had to be 2015. Yeah, I think so. I think you
yeah,
might be right.
2015,
I think I wasn't even 21 at the time. I
yo.
was 20, bro.
Realize how fast time flies,
I was
man.
20. So you met me at 20 years old.
Yeah. I met you. So yeah. So I think I was looking for a job.
Where did you meet me?
I met you at Goodyear. So I needed a job at the time, and I guess my brother hooked me up with the job at Goodyear, and so I met you out in the Goodyear what, in Clark, and that's how we met. And pretty much we met through there, and I think how you first interacted with each other? Was it through the break room?
Yeah, go ahead. You might need to repeat all that, because I don't know, I got some distortion on my side, and it looked like it cut in and out. I'm not 100% but got everything. So yeah, so you met me at Goodyear. That's what I got.
Yeah, you can hear me clearly now, right? All right.
Yeah, I can hear you perfect, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure because it's a snowstorm or something. I don't know. But
Oh, yeah.
yeah, I met you at Goodyear, and I was back in 2015, needed a job. So I was like, hey, all right, let me work here, see what's about. So we're working at the service counter, and I started off there, and I came through there. I think we both met each other when I was actually taking a break, right?
You were what?
When we were taking a break, like a lunch break.
I'm not even sure about that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think no, I mean you were there. I was working the counter, obviously, but you were there. Your brother put you on, right? That's the only reason you took the job, right? So your brother put you on. You came and you started at Clark with me. I think I was just showing you a little bit how everything worked. I think we just had like a cool day, a regular day together.
That is true. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah, you were training me. You were
Yeah, I
training.
was just showing you how to work shit. We just started talking. We got cool, and it was just funny because you said that you were related to Tony. I never met Tony. That's just how we talked. And you're real approachable, so we were just talking, whatever. And then you was cool. And then I was working with a whole bunch of old dudes, so you're the only one I could
One I can
relate
relate
to.
to.
So that was cool. You had the young mindset and stuff like that. We were joking around all that stuff. So basically, your brother brought you into Goodyear, and that was just temporary, really, for you, because it was like whatever job for you.
Pretty much. I mean, I saw the money making potential you could do, you know, if you really sell your ass off.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that just wasn't for me, to be honest.
And then honestly, that's how we connected, we clicked, and I was like, yo, this guy, even though you were just about to turn 41, you still had a lot of ambitions of what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I think my goals are definitely different from when you met me, honestly, because I still had a young mindset too. I wanted to do stuff. I just don't know what I have my mindset to. I don't know what I. Oh, I was trying to get a shop at the time. I remember I was trying to get a shop. I was trying to work that out. I was just trying to do stuff like in that industry. Kind of happy I changed my mind though. But yeah, that's where I was at. That's where I was at. But I just definitely had goals and mindset to do stuff like that.
Of course. I mean, what's amazing to see is that what you had in mind before to what you have in mind now, it's amazing to see how you grow as a person, which
Yeah,
is,
you seen what I've been up to?
yeah, man.
It's crazy, right?
I mean, first of all, you doing this whole podcast thing, it's I admire you for doing this because you're pushing yourself in a different direction. And also you're trying to get a pilot license or you already got it.
I'm very close to getting it. I'm working on it. The weather and all this stuff's been holding me back, and a lot and financially has been holding me
Holding
back a
back a
little bit,
little bit.
but I'm just pushing and trying to do the most I can to make it happen. But I am flying, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm flying and I'm by myself and that shit. I'm doing it, man.
That's cool, man. You also like driving trucks too?
Yeah, that's what I left Goodyear. That's why I left Goodyear. Cause do you remember John, the one that worked with us? Older gentleman, a little bit heavy set. John, he used to work in the Menlo store. I don't know if you met. Yeah, you met him there.
Yeah, I met him there. Yeah.
Remember John? Okay, so he was actually getting his CDL and he was getting tired of working at Goodyear, but he wasn't. We were making around the same. If not, I was making more. So for a guy his age making the same amount as me was kind of like not so good. And, they would kind of belittle him there. Like it was like a whatever job for him anyway. So he actually commercial license, and then I
And
talked
then
to
I
him about it. Then he explained the whole thing to me, and then that's what made me want to get it. I'm like, okay, I could
want
do
to
that.
do
I
that.
could do
I
something
could do
else.
that.
And then I worked it out, and then thank God for your brother, man. Your brother was cool about it. He actually worked with my schedule in order for me to go to school. I was going to school while I was working. I was pushing 10-hour shifts at work. Then on my days off, on the days that I took extra off, I would go to school, and then I would just do extra hours on the days that I did work to try to make my 40 for the end of the week. Yeah, if it wasn't your brother helped a lot. He definitely contributed to, helping me, because I don't think any other store would have probably helped me as much as he did. And he was cool about everything, man. He never pressed me. He wasn't like on top of me like someone else would. And he was cool. I actually got stories that I want to talk to you about. I'm gonna bring that up too. I got stories about working there with him, and you'll probably think it's hilarious, especially because it's your brother. And he's gonna hear this shit, and he's gonna be like, "Yo, this dude is out of control." I got stories, bro. I'm gonna start with that because I think I don't want to bore people too much, because the life stuff and all that stuff is good to hear. But I think this one should be about the memories that we went through and the funny shit that we went
Oh
through.
yeah, a lot of good
So
times.
I wanna yeah, I got tons of video of you, bro. Snapchat first came out when we were working there, so I got tons of video of you doing dumb shit on Snapchat, bro. And I gotta send them to you because I have them still, and it's crazy, bro. I got a whole bunch of stuff, tons and tons of stuff. But as far as your brother and the stuff that I put him through some shit that he don't even know. Yeah, he has no clue that I had to do with the stuff that happened in that place. So yeah, I want to tell you, because I always wanted to tell you, and he's gonna listen to this. He's gonna be like, "Yo, this motherfucker." So yeah, so there was so towards while I was working there, I was doing the school thing and I was doing my thing. I was ready to pretty much be out of this. I stopped caring as much. I started doing less work or whatever. I just didn't care as much. But I had these two kids with me. They weren't kids. They were just younger than me. Tony called us kids because he's obviously older. He's more mature than us, obviously. At the time, I was probably 20. I was 21. The dudes that were working with me, they were like 17, 18, I think maybe 19, between those ages. But one of those kids, man, he was a hothead. He didn't care. Like, he just did stuff to piss your brother off. Like, he didn't care. Like, because Tony would make him work, like make him sweep, make him do shit. Like, like he and Tony would just make him do stuff. So they used to do so many pranks on your brother, man. Just piss him off. They used to be fighting. There was one kid there, that there was one time I was in school, and Tony sends me a picture of the bathroom wall. I don't know if you remember the layout of the store,
Yeah,
but
remember it.
there was an office, and then in the office that Dane used to hang out in, he used to chill right there. But the kid one day, Tony sends me a picture, but backtrack a little bit. The kid one day, it's just me and him. I'm closing the store. I usually used to close the store. It was just me and him. And I walk in on him in the office, and he has like, you know that Tony used to have a pull-up bar. You know the pull-up bar
Yeah.
that you put on the door and you work out and shit. The kid had that in his hand, and he was about to just literally spear that shit through the wall.
What?
And I caught him right before he did it. And I'm like, yo, what you doing, man? Like, I'm saying it with a smirk because I'm like, it just looks funny. Like, motherfucker look like he's about to drill this whole shit through the wall, through a poster through the wall. And I'm like, yo, why you doing? What's going on? Why you doing that? And then he's like, oh, no, I was about to fuck this shit up. I'm like, why? And he's like, no, I just want to fuck with Tony. I was like, yo, I ain't see shit. I don't care. I'm like, but at least take the poster down. You're about to break a hole through the poster and the wall. At least take the poster down, then cover the hole with the poster. So I kind of like told him, yo, at least don't make it that obvious. So he took down the poster and he fucking rammed, he rammed the fucking pull-up bar through the wall like 3 times. Like, yo, he just made big ass holes in it. And then he covered it up. I pretended I never seen it. He just did it. I didn't care really. I was like, whatever. I just went about my day. Then the next morning, I was in school, and Tony sends me a picture of these holes in the wall, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Where's that? And he's like, yo, what the fuck? He calls me. He's like, yo, what the fuck happened, bro? I just sent you a picture. What the hell is that? You're supposed to be in charge. I'm like, what the hell? Because in my mind, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Where the holes came from? I remember this kid did some shit, but I know. So it turns out that the holes that went through that wall went into the women's bathroom. And Tony used to go in there every morning. That was his bathroom of choice. And he would go in there and he just happened to see it in the morning. It was sheetrock all over the floor. And he took pictures. And then he started investigating and he found tons and tons of holes all over the shop, all over the place. The break room, in the closet, in the where the guys get changed at. Like, yo, these kids they did so many holes. Like, I know half of the ones they did so many extra ones. It was ridiculous.
That's crazy.
But Tony was upset.
Come
You know what he made them do, bro?
was, huh?
He made them The kid called, matter of fact, I called a kid while I was in school and I was like, yo, man, you better tell Tony what you did, man. I ain't taking this fall for that shit. I know you did it, but I ain't gonna snitch on you. So I wasn't gonna snitch. So I was like, yo, you handle that, bro. 'Cause he was about to go to work. So I called him to warn him at least. Like, yo, get your story straight 'cause he about to tell you a new one.
Yeah.
So he eventually came forward and told Tony, but he made them fucking buy the material. He made them fucking get plaster all the holes and paint. He made them plaster and paint, bro. Your fucking brother's a G. Made him plaster and paint. He made him pay out of pocket and plaster and paint that shit.
I'll tell you one thing, you don't mess with my brother, man. That dude is, I mean, he's hot-headed. Like,
No, he's super hot, bro. He's super hot.
yeah, he's hot-headed.
He was insane, you know, insane. I, no, I'm not even gonna tell that story because that might put his job in jeopardy if someone from Goodyear hears this shit. There was another story I had, but he still works there, so I'm gonna let that one go. But yeah, but hey, they can listen to this and be like, all right, at least he did the right thing, and they fixed the fucking holes in the wall. But yeah, man, that shit was stupid. It was dumb, bro. It was dumb, super dumb. We should just fuck on him. Ridiculous shit.
That's crazy. How long they worked there for?
Maybe not that long, maybe a couple months. Maybe they were there. They wasn't there to stay neither. They didn't get fired or nothing. Like they just their time came. One of the kids just. I don't know. I think I left before everybody, to be honest. Yeah, I left before everybody because I had my mind set. And I was trying to be out of there, so I didn't really care too much of what was going on.
We
But yeah, I was out of there, and then man, a lot of people started leaving after that. The whole staff is new, actually. I went over there a couple months back to get a tire for my uncle, and the whole staff is new.
Oh.
I don't know nobody there.
Yeah, I don't think anybody, I think, yeah, because my brother, he went from Menlo to Clark now, so he's service manager there.
Yeah, he's in Clark now, I think, I believe.
Yeah, Clark is a good store.
From Yeah, he's chilling. He had a lot of stress, man. They were killing him. They were killing him there. He was that super stressed out.
I'm sure.
I don't think it was worth the money they were paying him, but he was just super stressed out because it's all on him. If the store don't make money, it's all on him for some reason when it has nothing to do with him. It has to do with the area that you're in.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Obviously, if you fucking live in a rich area, people are gonna spend more. If you live in a
Course.
not so rich area, people are not gonna spend. It's not about how much you sell. The
Definitely.
fuck? It makes no sense. So yeah, they used to press him all the time for that shit, but it is what it is. He's chilling. He's doing his thing. You're doing your thing, so that's good.
Yeah, what you
We
think?
all doing our thing. Yeah, we all doing our thing.
Yeah, everybody doing the thing, man. That's it. You grow up, you learn. That's it. Me, I'm not. I was never about
Yeah.
stuff, though. I never like pranks, man. Anytime somebody prank me, man, I'll get pissed.
If you're anything like him, yeah.
You like that stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like fucking around. Like, I just get like a good laugh. Like, I'm just
Yeah.
that hard sometimes, and I just like fucking around, man. It wasn't to hurt nobody. He's just real serious, man. He's about his business, about his work, and that's exactly what the kid messed with, his work, and he wasn't having it. And they were doing it. It was intentionally to make him mad, and that's exactly what it did. So that's why the kid did it. Because the kid, they Tony used to mess with them and like make fun of them and like just kind of not bully them around, but just like put them in their place sometimes. Like if they weren't doing what they're supposed to do, he'll press them. Like yo, do this or yo, do this. What the fuck you doing, chilling? Like he'll press them.
Of course.
So and I was cool with Tony, so he wouldn't really press me. He'd just be like, yo, can you handle it? I handle it. I do whatever I gotta do. That's it. But the kids, they were just being kids. They were just being young. They were trying to chill. So like he'll catch them doing some bullshit and then he'll mess with them. But like he wasn't a douchebag. Like he was just joking around sometimes. I don't know. They were being young too though. So you can't really blame them. He knew it. He knew the deal.
That's true.
He knew the deal. He just wanted to teach them a lesson, so he did. And he's hardcore too, so.
Oh yeah, that's a pre-workout. That's what it is.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah, man, he used to be on that stuff all the time. Yeah, you guys are serious, yo. I know you're good with your diet and stuff. He was good with like lifting and shit. He was on it and taking all the supplements. Dane, yo, Dane, he has discipline. Yo, I never seen somebody have so much discipline like him, bro.
Dane, like he wouldn't take a drink, man. Dane
Huh?
wouldn't even drink.
Nah, he wouldn't drink. No, he wouldn't drink. 'Cause matter of fact, my last day of work, your brother took me out to actually to drink across the street at the mall to that Cuban spot, and I got trashed over there with him, and he treated me to lunch and to drink. We were drinking like fucking at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, bro. I was trashed. I
Damn.
was trashed. Yeah, I was trashed. He was trashed. We was just he was just like, yo, it's my last day. He treated me, which was cool.
Yeah, he has a good heart. He has a good heart.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, that's why I kind of felt bad after all the shit that I fucked around with him too, because I kind of was involved in some of the stuff. At least I knew about it. But it's all good. It wasn't no hard feelings, nothing bad against him. It was just all fun and games at the end of the day.
Yeah,
But now he's gonna hear this and he's gonna know, like, damn, this motherfucker Lewis had to do with that shit. I knew it. He probably knew though, man, because I used to be chilling with them and talking to them, and they liked me, and they would just, they wouldn't do anything to me. They would just fuck around all the time with him. It was all fun and games, man. Nothing to hurt nobody. But yeah, man, it's just funny stuff.
never forget.
Yeah, man, it's a huh? What happened?
I'll never forget that one time. I don't know if you remember this story, but when I was working there, remember that one time we found that rat inside the hood? It was already dead.
It was a rat? You sure it wasn't a squirrel?
Was a squirrel or a rat? I think it was a rat that we took a snap.
Nah, it had to be a squirrel, bro. There's no way a rat. Oh, maybe a rat. I don't know, 'cause I've seen a lot of squirrels, so I
Yeah,
might
it
maybe.
was a rat.
But yeah, what about it though?
Remember we took it out the hood? And then we decided to film a Snapchat video. We lit it on fire.
That's animal cruelty at its finest, yo. Yeah, I think we did, but I feel like we just set that motherfucker on fire with brake fluid.
Don't know. We just
I
put
was doing brake fluid. I might
fire.
have that video, bro. I might have that video. Me and Ehab used to do dumb shit too. Ehab was a pyrotechnic. He was out of control, bro. Ehab was out of control. He used to do stuff like that too with us. Matter of fact, one time, one of those kids that worked with me, they brought a BB gun and And Dane was like having an issue at his house with squirrels. So he like moved into a new house. He was having issues with squirrels breaking into his attic and just fucking everything up.
Really?
So he eventually he bought a cage, and then he caught one and brought it to the shop. And then he brought it to the shop, and the kids grabbed a BB gun and started shooting at that shit. But it didn't kill it, so it just popped it in the eye and it started bleeding, but they didn't kill it. But then Dane was like, "Yo, man, I'm tired of these fucking squirrels." So they put that shit inside of the tire dunk. You know how you dunk the tires to check if it got a flat? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, put it in the water,
Yes.
water barrel.
Yeah, so they put the whole cage in there and put the with obviously with the squirrel in there, filled it up with water and drowned the squirrel, bro. And they just kept spraying it with water, like they couldn't fully submerge it, so they just, it took like 20 minutes to freaking kill that squirrel.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro, they really did that stuff. Like it's just stupid shit, people. We got a lot of time on our hand when you work at a shop. People just do dumb shit.
Man, I tell you, half the thing is the corporate if they hear about this stuff.
No. Animal cruelty going on.
Animal
Animal cruelty. It was bad, man, but I don't know. It's just stuff to kill time too, man. I had good times there, man. I don't look back at it and like, fuck, I hate that job. Nah, I everything happens for a reason. We went through it. I'm glad I met you. I met your brother. I met Dane,
Yeah.
and it's nice. You know, it's just good memories, man. I think about all the stuff. Think about everybody I met there. All the stuff that I went through.
Yeah.
All the running around. I got to see different places. I got to see Englewood. I got to work over there for a little while. I got to see different stuff, and that was like the best job I had compared to all the other ones that I had. So
Oh, there was
it was definitely new, definitely different.
great experience. It was. I mean, it does get stressful at some points. I mean, just like any other job, it does get stressful. I mean, with the customers, sometimes you have good customers and you have like crappy customers that come in. So yeah. I'm sure you had a lot of customer experiences that you probably remember that.
Yo, I seen Dane go off on people, man, over dumb stuff, because and Dane don't go off, so if he go off, the customers are just out of control, man. People are just out of control in general, so imagine when you're dealing with their money and dealing with their car. That industry is like the worst industry to be in. Like I do not I hate that industry.
Yeah.
Selling cars and fixing cars, do not want to deal with that shit, man. That shit is
Customized
not for me.
stuff, but that's it, but
Yeah, it's not me.
fixing people's cars.
Yeah, you had patience. You were good with people though, man. You were definitely good with people. I was okay with I could deal with it too. I just sometimes you just get tired of it.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
And that's why I like you're pretty much you just sarcastic and just say whatever. That's why I got into trucking too, 'cause trucking I don't deal with nobody really. I mean, whoever I do deal with, they're just signing a paper and I'm on my way. And that's another thing with the pilot thing. Yeah, I'm dealing with a little bit more people as far as passengers, but for the most part, I'm in the cockpit, and I'd rather have it that way.
So with your trucking, with the trucking industry, how far do you travel?
It depends on the job that you do, but I've traveled 200 miles one way before, about four, like a 3.5 hour, 4 hour trip one way, and then obviously you gotta take that back. But yeah, that's normal for like a local guy, because when you drive local, you can't go farther because you have rules you have to follow. You can only drive 11 hours in a day,
Yeah.
so the farthest you can go is 5 hours, and then race to get back, and you only have 1 hour to spare. So they wouldn't push you to take a 5 hour trip, unless they knew for a fact that you ain't have to worry about nothing like traffic, or you ain't have to wait. 'Cause the minimum you could drive is 11, and the maximum you can have in a day is 14 hours. So you have to be within that span. But if you're driving 5-5 each way, that's 10 already. You only got an hour to spare. So
Wow.
yeah, but it's yeah. So yeah, there's rules and stuff, 'cause they don't like that. What's this guy's name? The comedian Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they made the rule because of him. The rules were in play, I think, before, but when that Walmart truck crashed into his van, that raised a lot of questions, and they made that shit mandatory, like electronic logs mandatory, because if a driver like falls asleep on the wheel and kills somebody, that is pretty much, I don't know if it's considered manslaughter or murder, but it's considered something, and you do a lot of jail time. There's a lot of fines and stuff like that. They just do it to prevent accidents, man, because it is ridiculous, man. There's some people out here that they just be all day, and some of the trucks have beds in them, So all they do is just driving all day trying to, like some of the owner operators, like the guys that own their own trucks, they tend to run illegal. I don't do it because I'm already having a long day as it is. I'm not trying to work any longer than what I'm already am. I'm okay with the rules. Even the rules, I think they're pretty long, but I'd rather have it that way because you want to make as much as you can
Oh,
in a day.
I mean, definitely.
Because it depends, and everybody gets paid different. Some people get paid by the mile, some people get paid by the load, some people get paid by the hour. So that if you the beneficial thing to do as a truck driver is get paid by the hour, unless you're over the road, but that's a whole different ballgame. I never want to touch that. I don't know. Yeah.
I give you credit. You probably enjoy driving, though, right? I mean,
No, it's chill, man. It's chill. It's chill. It allows me to do stuff like this, like my podcast, my first episode. I was actually on the road. I don't. You heard that first one that I did?
first one, man. You were on the road. You said you weren't sure if anybody could hear you clearly because you were on the road.
Nah, yes, but I'm actually using the same headset that I used then. I have like a trucking headset, and it works out. It kind of drowns out all the other noise,
That's cool.
and I'm able to, do whatever I gotta do without hearing the engine because it's super loud, super duper loud.
I can imagine, man. So what do you do? So they gave you a truck, the company gave it to you, or you got your own truck, or
No, I drive their truck and I just run loads. I'm actually doing different type of work than what I was doing when I was doing what I spoke about in that first podcast. I spoke about how I was transitioning to another job. So basically, I used to haul garbage. Now I haul liquid waste, like wastewater and like septic water, grease. So now I'm driving a tanker. So basically, I just run the loads. Like I go pick up, like for example, I go to Hoboken, I pick up a load there. They have like a frac tank. I hook up the hose, I take out the load, and then I load it on. Then I go drop it off in Newark, and that's pretty much it. I stay pretty local as far as that job. But before, I used to pick up the garbage in Jersey City and take it from Jersey City to Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, and then come back, and that was my day. So it's easy. It's not bad work, but it was just I got paid by the load at that time. So like if something happened where the truck broke down and I wasn't able to make my load, I wouldn't get paid. So
Wow.
that's the problem. That's the problem with that type of work. Yeah, so that's the thing with that.
Happy.
Like for example, like you get paid by the hour, right? Or salary.
Ah, salary, yeah, salary.
Okay, so yeah, like for you, the benefit your thing is you want to finish your work in the least amount of time so you can go home because you're gonna get paid regardless the same. So the less time you spend, technically, the more you're making,
Exactly, because even if I
right? If you put it like that,
Go over 40, 45, then I'm not getting paid anything extra.
exactly. So that's what I like about my current job now because I get paid by the hour, so anything I do over 40 is overtime. If I work an extra day, it's double time. So
Thanks, man. So what?
I like that type of stuff. But then again, like for example, tomorrow with the snowstorm that we're having, I'm probably not gonna work. And matter of fact, DOT already put out a commercial ban on the highway, so I can't even drive if I wanted to.
Yeah, that's true. 78
Yeah, so
around the area.
done deal. Well, yeah, just a commercial ban. I mean, I'm hitting turnpike most of the time, but it just depends. You never know where we're going. But yeah, pretty much, yeah, it's over. I can't work even if I wanted to.
Mean, being a truck driver and the way people drive in New Jersey,
It's ridiculous. It's a test, bro. It's definitely a test. You're testing yourself.
yeah, people cut you
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
slow, reading newspapers while driving. Like, what are you doing?
No, it's crazy, bro. I've seen crazy stuff, but it's not even that. Even if people pay attention, just super aggressive. Like right now, I go by the Lincoln. The Lincoln's always backed up. It's crazy. People cutting you off, doing wild stuff. Just crazy stuff, man. You just gotta be careful. You know how it is. Well, you don't drive. You take the train all the time, right?
We usually take the train, but now I drive a lot. I usually take Garden State Parkway South now every
Oh,
day.
that's a mess too. I can't even. I'm glad I don't get on that highway. I can't bring the truck on the parkway.
Firstly, going south isn't that bad because I'm going against traffic.
Yeah.
If you go north, like you're going north towards was it 440 around that area, then
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
had a lot of traffic out there.
Yeah, 440 is a mess. Yeah. I'll be hearing 440 too.
Yeah, I'm sure. You still live
Holy cow.
around that area out there, right? You still live around Jersey City area, right?
No, I actually live in around not around Jersey City.
Yeah.
Around Jersey City, close to Jersey City. I live in Elizabeth.
Elizabeth now, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good area out there. I mean, surprisingly, I was looking at Elizabeth has some good parts out there. I was looking at houses and stuff out there. It's not too bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Stay away from
I
Elizabeth.
know certain parts, like Roselle and stuff. And
Rosella's okay. Rosella's okay. It's just, I don't know, man. Anywhere you go, there's still gonna be bad shit going on. But
course.
I just want to get away as far as possible
Yeah.
from Newark, as far as possible from Patterson, as far as possible from Elizabeth.
Get
Anywhere, that's all her, man.
out.
I hate being over here.
I ain't gonna lie, the
I
Portuguese
hate it over here.
restaurants are pretty nice out there.
The what?
The Portuguese restaurants.
Yeah, and that's the Ironbound section of Newark, though. That's different.
That's true.
That part is okay, but you just go on the opposite side of that MacArthur Highway, it's horrible, man.
Oh yeah,
The worst.
heard stories. There's a lot of stories.
Yeah, shit is the fucking worst, man. You do not want to be around there at all. Shit is a problem.
Yeah, but just trying to move out of here. That's why I want to stay in a good area, at least.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of, depend. I'm surprised. Clark is nice. Clark is nice. Westfield, Scotch Plains, all that stuff is nice.
It's getting expensive to live out in Jersey, man.
Yeah, regardless, it's expensive. Yeah,
You know, a lot.
either way you put it.
You notice a lot of people moving out to PA and stuff now too.
Yeah. I would like to move out to PA.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's chill, man. I used to go over there every day, so I know how it is.
Oh,
Just farmland. It's chill. It's not. Like rural area, depending on where you go, it's not too bad. It's depending on what you like.
yeah.
I like it, to be honest, though.
You like it? You say you like PA?
I do like it. Yeah, it's spaced out. 'Cause it might, it's, I don't know. It's, I don't like it in the sense there's too many rednecks, to be honest. But other than that, then I like the area as far as like the space that you have and the open land and the animals and stuff like that. Depending on where you live, if you live in Allentown, it's just like regular. It's like the city, more people around that area. But like where I went, Cumberland County, it was just straight animals and hills and little countryside, and that's it.
We drink your coffee in the morning, look out the window, see a bear, you know?
Yeah, oh, not a bear. You see, like, I saw a yak, bro. I never seen a yak in my life.
A
Saw
yak?
a yak, bro. Yeah, yak.
They come
Motherfucker that you can't even see their face.
because they get
They look
so.
like they got a bang.
Yeah, they need like a shape up, but yeah, you
Yeah,
can't see it.
they did shape up. Yeah, you can't even see their face. Yeah, I was like, yo, that's not a fucking yak. It is a yak. Gotta be a yak. Yeah, it was brown and had fucking my hair on its face and it had horns.
I can imagine you
It
search
had.
Google. What is this? What is this animal?
I
Yeah.
looked it up. No, I looked it up. I'm like, yo, is that a fucking yak? And I looked it up. I was like, yo, that's a yak. That's a fucking yak. I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers got yaks out here. That yak sheep. And then I used to go through a little area. Or I used to call it the Amish town. It was just like little Amish motherfuckers and little horses and shit.
Oh yeah, they
Fucking
have.
and horses. Yeah, I used to be flying past them in the truck. Like, damn, man.
You'd be like, this is what a.
Yeah. They have blinkers on their carriages.
What?
Yeah, I had to get it hooked up. I'm like, yo, you have to put blinkers. You might as well buy a car.
Yo, you should like just, you should show them what lowering springs look like and then see
And drop the carriage.
the carriage, yeah.
That'd be dope.
That.
That'd be hilarious, yo.
Oh man, that's cool though, man. But hey, that's cool. I mean, you're driving trucks and stuff. I mean, so you're trying to get your pilot license soon?
Yeah, I want to, man. I gotta make that happen. I got the trucking thing is helping me get there because I'm making decent money. I wasn't gonna be able to do it with Goodyear, 'cause when I was in Goodyear, I was getting ready to have a kid, so I wanted to step my shit up and I needed more money, so I started looking into stuff. And just like I said on my first podcast, I started looking into stuff. I found the truck and stuff, then realized I made more money doing that, and I got into that and
Also,
took it from there.
you were in the sneaker business for a while. I remember going to your Instagram. You were posting stuff on sneakers and trying to sell sneakers.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't too crazy with it. But yeah, I just get my hands on a few things and I just try to sell it, flip it, or whatever I can. I got a lot of friends that are doing that are making money doing that shit. But I got tired of taking L's, man. Like they're into that shit. Like they got their Twitter account set up in a way that they could get the alerts and get the shoes. And they got like bots and stuff that buys a sneaker for them on command, like without them even looking at their phone. They had like mad ways to get around, and I didn't feel like investing all my money into getting all that stuff, so I was like, whatever.
It's all about
I
marketing.
didn't feel like that. It's cool though. It's definitely a market for it, and people do buy it. It's crazy, but I started focusing on more important things. I'm like, yo, I'm not can't wait wasting my money. I'm not trying to do all that.
But you know what's it's amazing because when you had a good year, you had the kid, you realize you had a kid, and it's crazy how your perspective changed and you realize.
Yeah, hell yeah, you have to. You have to. If they didn't, it'll be a mess, man.
Yeah, me, I realized once I hit 30, I'm like, ah, geez, I'm 30 now. Whoa, I got my whole rest of my life to look at. I'm getting older now. I'm like, in 10 years, I'm gonna be 40. I'm like, geez, man, I have to accomplish a lot of things.
Yeah, nah, but you got your shit together, man. You wasn't doing bad. You did what you had to do.
I try, but
You did what you had to do.
you always wonder that, what else can you do? What more can you do? That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, but you handled it, man. I remember you was trying to do you have your degree, right?
Yeah, I got my.
Yeah, you have a degree. You did your degree. You had That's the only reason you got the job you got.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you meet people along the way, and you ask yourself, hey, things happen for a reason in life.
Yeah, did you have a friend that put you on your job or?
No, actually, it was searching. I think it was on Indeed or something like that.
Man, Indeed, everybody. Indeed is in the new wave, man. That shit got everybody jobs.
LinkedIn too is the way too.
Which one? LinkedIn?
Yeah, LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn is good, but I don't know. I've been using Indeed since I was looking for a job, and yeah, that's all I've been using. I mean, I'm not using no more, but when I did,
It's a lot of jobs.
that's all I used. Yeah, it's good, man. If people looking for jobs, check that website out. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows about it by now, but yeah, that shit definitely helps.
Definitely. I mean, even I was looking for Amazon. Amazon was growing. They were growing.
Yeah, I even stepped my foot in Amazon for a little while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. In the first podcast, I mentioned it briefly. Yeah, I stepped my foot in there because I was hoping that they paid for pilot school, and they didn't. They paid for pilot mechanic, which made no sense, but they didn't pay for the pilot itself. So and then I left.
They don't want you flying out of there. That's why they want to keep you
Yeah, no, but you know what's crazy? Amazon's getting their planes now. That's why I thought that it was gonna happen. They're getting their planes because they're working on dropping FedEx and UPS and USPS out of well, not USPS because USPS is more ground, but like they're trying to drop FedEx and UPS because they're trying to basically cut them out. They're trying to basically whatever they do, like they want it to be Amazon.
Okay.
Like if it, yeah, like it they don't want it to touch nobody's hand but an Amazon employee. So they want it delivered by Amazon. They want it taken by Amazon in a truck. They wanted it picked up by Amazon in a truck. They wanted it to be delivered in a plane by an Amazon carrier. Like it's crazy. Did you see them? They got a couple planes. They got like five planes already.
Yeah, I think they're trying to expand and over.
It's crazy, bro. Amazon is a giant. It's unbelievable. It's kind of scary. It's crazy.
They're trying to do air freight now.
Yeah, man, if they do that, I was actually, that's what I'm saying. I try to work for them to see if I can maybe, step my foot in the door with them and maybe work for them as a pilot. That would have been awesome, but
Yeah.
I don't know. They still got a little way to go, and I have a little while to go too, so.
Of course. It's all, stepping stone. So hopefully you do get your license. How much is flight school these days? Is it, I don't know.
A lot, man. It's a lot. I'm probably gonna spend maybe 70,000 or more.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot, man. It's definitely a lot.
So,
And to be honest, I'm trying my hardest. Hopefully by the time I get my credentials and all the stuff that I need, they actually require a college degree also, which I don't have, and I'm trying to pretty much get away with not getting it.
okay.
Because, I'm gonna be honest, school isn't for me. The only reason I got into the pilot stuff because it interests me. If school was only about studying what you wanted to study, then I would have had no problem with going to college. But that's not the case. You got to do all these classes and all this stuff that you don't really need to do in order to get a degree, and I wasn't with that. And plus, it's expensive in itself. But the school for the pilot school, I'm going to spend around 75, maybe more. But hopefully, by the time I finish everything and get all my credentials, hopefully they drop the college degree requirement.
Yeah.
Because you need a college degree in order to work for the major airline. I could work for a regional, but and maybe pray to God that they transition me into captain and I move over to a major airline. But I don't know. Depends. I have a my cousin works for JetBlue, so hopefully he could put me on. I don't know. I'm just, it's all about who you know sometimes, and hopefully my skills as a pilot will get me to where I want to be. So I'm hoping that, because I think about it all the time. Like, I don't think college degrees should matter because I'm not fucking doing mathematics or doing fucking science projects in the cockpit. I'm flying the plane, and all that matters is if I'm flying the plane.
Of course, of course. I mean, the good thing,
Yeah.
it's always key to have connections, and they have connections, so I mean,
Yeah.
get you in there. But also, what kind of degree do they need?
They don't, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I can get a fucking degree in liberal arts if I wanted to. What's liberal arts gonna do for me up there? Nothing.
Exactly. So, I mean, you're paying what, $70,000 for air was a flight school, and then also you got to pay another what, 30 grand or so to just get a degree, maybe more than that.
Yeah, more than that. Definitely more than that.
So,
Definitely more than that.
but
That's my issue with what I'm having, but I'm just telling myself, yo, I have, I feel like I'm a lucky person, and I feel like just God works in mysterious ways, and hopefully I could get past that and not worry about it. I mean, I'm sure, I mean, back in the day, people used to do it. So hopefully, supposedly there's a pilot shortage, so hopefully the pilot shortage allows me to get a job because they're gonna need people. So hopefully that's the case, but who knows? I don't know. And I can still get a job though. I can still get a different type of job if it's not commercial. I can still get a job doing something else. And I don't know. I work around it, man. I work around it. I never know I was gonna get my CDL. So if I didn't think I was gonna do that, and I didn't think I was gonna do the pilot thing. And when I do get it, I feel like I'll be all right. I feel like, time will tell, pretty much.
of course.
Just go with the flow, man. That's how I see it. Just go with the flow, and just if it's meant to be, it's meant to be regardless.
Exactly. I always believe in if you put in your work, you make sure you're doing what you have to do on your end, then things will work out. Things always work out. Things always happen.
Yeah, man. Hope so. It's a lot of hard work, man. Definitely hard work. It's definitely not for everybody, and that's what I'm saying. So if I feel like if since I did take all those steps, that hopefully they'll be like, okay, this kid did all the necessary things. But then again, a lot of people do the same thing I did and do college. So it's competition too, man. It's all about, competition and going against other people that have the same credentials as you do, plus maybe have a college degree. So I'm basically fighting against the masses.
Yeah, I mean, also, I mean, just like any other field, you're always competing with somebody else. I mean, just like
Yeah.
I got my degree, what, 2012? So what, fast forward that now, what is that, like 7 years, 8 years now, maybe? And my degree is probably worthless now, and it's all about getting, renewing yourself and getting another certificate or getting a master's degree or trying to excel than the next person, because there's always be somebody who's graduating in their early 20s and they have so much more skills than you. And you're like, all right, what do I do now? So you it's kind of like you don't want to get comfortable in one place, so you always got to keep pushing and moving around.
Yeah, man. So it depends. It depends what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that's another story. That's another podcast, I should say.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So anything you want to touch on? Anything you want to wrap things up with? We're going on about 46 minutes, 47 minutes now.
Probably longest podcast.
What's up?
Probably the longest podcast.
Yeah, nah, but I don't care. I don't have a limit. I'm gonna make them all types of stuff between 30 and an hour. I don't care. I just want to push out content, man. I want people to look back and be able to, okay, listen to this one, listen to this. I just want to have stuff out there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, I think we pretty much touched based on everything, and I appreciate you having me on this podcast, and you know, hopefully people can listen to this more and it gets out there more and you have much more listeners out there and a better fan base. And, you know, hopefully it can be part of your future podcast too. And take it.
All right, man. Sounds good. Sounds good, man.
So,
It's nice talking to you, man. Nice catching up with you. It's been a while. And thanks again, man. Thanks for having me, and thanks for me for having you here.
definitely.
And I appreciate it. And yeah, man, we'll definitely stay in touch, and maybe the next time we can get together. And I want to start doing videos too, so maybe we can next time sit together, get some cameras and stuff, and do like, the footage and stuff like that. But that's another story I gotta put together, another task I gotta get together.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
But all right, man, we'll talk soon. I'll text you, and I'm gonna try to upload this, but I gotta wait for the audio to come in and render and whatever I gotta do. So I definitely, you'll hear it. I'll send it. You'll hear it. I'll just tell you when I post it up. All right.
All right, man. Appreciate it. All right. Have a good night, man.
All right, man. Later.
Thank you.
Take it easy.